In today's gospel, Christ teaches that the kingdom will grow and be majestic at the end. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Most of us here this morning have heard the parable of the mustard seed many, many times. And we kind of understand what Christ is getting at. He says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. You know, mustard seeds, any of you who know mustard seeds, they're the tiniest little things. You barely see it on the tip of your finger. He said, but would you plant that, and then who would ever believe that months later you'd have this huge, huge bush. From this little tiny beginning, this huge bush, even the birds can come and nest in it. Who would ever believe that from that little beginning could come that majestic bush? He says, that's the way it is with the kingdom of God. It has a very tiny beginning, but at the end, you won't believe how powerful and beautiful and majestic it will be. And he says, in the first part of the reading today, it grows like a plant. You don't even see it growing. You know, the plant's under the ground. You put it under there. The farmer plants it. It grows without you understanding how it does or even that you're seeing it growing. But from that little beginning, the end will be just unimaginable, wonderful. So we understand that. But there's something implicit in what he says today that's very important for us. That dynamic from little beginnings to big ends is the way the whole kingdom of God works. From the tiniest little things, wonderful things can occur when they're done in faith and love. I'll just give you a couple of examples, one for good, one not so good this morning. Some years ago, in a little Catholic school, there was a little girl, third, fourth grade, by the name of Alice. Alice came from an underprivileged family, a family where there was a lot of emotional neglect. She had a very poor image of herself. She did very poorly in school. One day, a teacher gave a test. Alice got her usual D, just scraped by. But the teacher saw something in Alice. So after school one day, she said, "Alice, come up to the front of the class." And so all the other kids had gone. She said, "Alice, you can do better than what you're doing. I know you can." So for 3 days in a row after school, she gave Alice 1 hour, 1 hour to teach her, help her see, understand. She let Alice take the test over again. And surprise of surprises, Alice got an A. She never thought she could ever get an A. She got an A. And that changed Alice's whole way of thinking of herself, of thinking of what she could accomplish. She began to get good marks in school. She went on to high school, got good marks, went to college. And some years later, Alice became a surgeon. Now imagine that. From 3 hours, a surgeon is born. From 3 hours with what appeared to be a little girl faded to nothing, comes a surgeon. From tiniest beginnings in faith and love can come marvelous things. That's the way the kingdom of God works. Now, another example, maybe not such a nice example, but with the same dynamic. Back in the late 1800s, mid-1800s, out in the Midwest, there was a farm, husband, wife, two boys. One day, the two boys come home with this black dog, friendly black dog, and they say to their father, "We found this dog. We don't know who he belongs to. Can we keep him?" The dog seemed very happy, friendly. The father said, "Sure." So after 2 or 3 days, 4 days, they're all, the dog's part of the family. One day, the two boys come home, and they say to their father, "We found out that that dog actually belongs to Farmer Smith down the road, and he's looking for it. He's going around to all the farms looking for that dog, but we want to keep that dog. We love that dog." Father said, "Well," he looks at the dog. The dog's on pure black, totally black dog, except it's got 5 white hairs on its back. 5 white hairs. So the father, wanting to let the kids keep the dog, got a pair of scissors and cut the 5 white hairs out of the dog's back. Farmer Smith comes looking for the dog, sees this black dog that he thinks is his, but there's no white hairs. He can't prove that's his dog. The farmer and his son say, "Oh no, that's our dog." Farmer Smith can't prove it's his dog, so he leaves. Everybody's happy. They fooled him, they tricked him. They kept the dog. They were happy. Years later, the father of these two boys said, "I kept the dog, but I lost my sons." Those two boys became Frank and Jesse James. Imagine, from 5 white hairs to keep a stolen dog comes 2 of the most notorious outlaws of the West. From little things, big things come. Big things develop. That's the way it is in the kingdom of God, for good or for bad. So as we gather here today, maybe there's an important lesson for us to understand. We all face circumstances at times that seem overwhelming to us. Things happen, we don't know what to do about them. We wonder if there's anything we can do. And when we're faced with those difficult circumstances, there's 2 things we can say. We can say, "What can I do?" and walk away from it. Or we can say, "I'll do what I can," and try to do something. Same words, right? Exactly the same words. What can I do? I'll do what I can. But if we try to do what we can, even when it seems impossible, who knows what will develop? Who knows what will come out of that in the grace and love and power of God? How much good is undone in the world, left undone in the world, because people are always saying, "What can I do?" rather than saying, "I'll do what I can." Because God's always at work. And when we let Him use us to do, when we do what we can, who knows what kind of a mustard bush will arise. Unexpected, unanticipated, majestic. Because that's the way it works in the kingdom of God. May God bless you.